This is KCUR 89.3. Summer is the time for listening to music outside, whether it's at a big outdoor amphitheater, a festival, or the local park. For more than 20 years, there's been a free summer concert every third Friday in Kansas City's historic Northeast neighborhood. KCUR's Julie Denichet stopped by to listen.
It's Friday night in Kessler Park, just a few blocks from the Kansas City Museum. People are gathering on the grass with snacks and bottles of wine. A band is setting up on the concrete in front of the colonnade. The semicircle of ornate columns was built in 1908. Locals call this spot the biggest front porch to hear music in Kansas City.
Oh my gosh, there's green grass, there's, you know, a little bit of a breeze, a beautiful evening.
That's fiddle player Betsy Ellis. She's here tonight to play in the open air. David Jocelyn and his wife Elaine found a spot for their lawn chairs in the audience. They've lived in the Northeast for over 30 years. In fact, they can see the colonnade from their third floor apartment.
We have a lovely view of this day after day. The beautiful concourse, the esplanade, the wonderful playground, and the fountain. We're very blessed.
For Jocelyn, the night was the perfect way to experience this neighborhood in the summer.
The grass under your feet, the sounds of folks visiting around you, the music, the breeze, the trees. It's just a nice, sensual experience altogether.
Gathering in spaces like this is an American musical tradition that stretches back to before the Civil War, says banjo and guitar player Clark Wyatt.
This is sitting knee to knee on the front porch, picking all night long.
Clark Wyatt and Betsy Ellis have performed together for several years as the folk music duo Betsy and Clark. More recently, they've added players for what they call the Short Round String Band. They're from Kansas City, St. Louis, and Lawrence, and they specialize in old-time country and Ozark tunes. Their new record is just out. Kelly Wells plays guitar and mandolin. She says performing beneath the trees at the colonnade made them feel right at home.
This is a beautiful venue and quite inspirational, I would say, as you do have wildlife and trees and other things that add to the music, I think, as we perform.
Sitting in the front row is Christine German with her husband. They're big fans of Betsy and Clark.
We love them. We're Betsy and Clark groupies.
It had been a while since they'd visited the historic Northeast.
It's beautiful. Haven't been here in years, so it's nice coming back.
And Betsy Ellis says, nights like these are what this music was made for.
This kind of music that we play, this American music, it continues to live because of people playing it in the yard, on a farm, you know, by a lake, by a river. And here we are. It's like the natural setting around us is just perfect.
Clark Wyatt agrees.
It's music that you do to pass the time. It's music that you do when you and your neighbors get together and you want to dance and blow off steam. At its heart, it's just music that you share with the people you love.
On this night, that music is old time. Next up on this free concert series schedule is a rock and roll blues band. But for everyone who will be on the Kessler Park lawn, it will be just as perfect for sharing with the people they love. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.
Next Friday's concert at the Colonnade in Kessler Park will be The Sounds of Blues by Fast Johnny Ricker. And you can catch the Short Round String Band Monday night at the Bricks Rural Grit Happy Hour. Information and photos are at kcur.org/arts.